shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking overnight, another local school says it's beefing up security today because of a recent social media threat. What we're learning from authorities this morning that has parents, students, and teachers concerned.
And we're looking at mild temperatures this morning. It is a little chilly up in Roxborough, but our temperatures will start to climb as it looks like we'll see less rain over the weekend. I'll show you.
The personal information of thousands of people in Raleigh at risk this morning. How a cyber attack is affecting the Raleigh Housing Authority and the people it serves.
And it's a new month, new jobs report. Why the U.S. job market may be taking a turn for the worse. 4:30 is the time right now. All the news you need to get your Friday started and head it off into the weekend. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Lots happening this weekend, so we'll get you ready for that. First, meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner talking about our Friday and how it feels mild out there.
It does. We take a look outside. Here's a look at downtown Raleigh. We do have a little bit of cloud cover. We've got a beautiful big moon out there. If you happen to be able to catch it in between the clouds this morning. Right now, it is 51 degrees in the Triangle area. Our winds are light. It's 49 in Fayetteville, 47 Rocky Mount, 37 up in Roxborough, 44 in Southern Pines. So temperatures feel pretty similar to where we were yesterday. Temperatures this afternoon, just a little bit warmer, expecting highs in the mid-70s under partly cloudy skies all day. So really good looking Friday in our forecast. And the weekend is looking better too. We are trending drier. Just a 20% chance of rain Saturday and Sunday. It looks like a lot of this is going to be heading to our south. We do have a slightly increased chance of some rain getting into next week, but we'll outline the times that we could see just a few isolated showers Saturday and Sunday coming up.
We're following breaking news right now where a crash has lanes shut down. Let's get right to WRAL's Naya Harden, who is live for us near the scene on Capitol and Perry Creek. Naya.
Yeah, this over here I can show you is a really bad crash. We're getting some information within the last 5 minutes from Raleigh police, and they tell us thankfully right now there are no serious life-threatening injuries. They say that the person driving that Impala had ran a red light here on Capitol as they were heading eastbound from Durant. They said that when they ran that red light that they went ahead and had hit the side of this truck that you see here, this UPS vehicle, a double tractor trailer. They say that the Impala had actually been crushed down by the tires from that tractor trailer. Thankfully, the fire department was able to get the man driving that Impala out of the car. Again, no life-threatening injuries. The driver was taken to the hospital. This is all still being investigated as to if the driver was impaired or not. They're working to find out those things. Of course, we're going to continue to keep you updated this morning. But in the meantime, if you are headed this way, the northbound lanes here on Capitol near Perry Creek are closed in this particular intersection. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
At least four Wake County schools are increasing security this morning, and Chatham County schools are doing the same following social media threats. Chatham County Sheriff Mike Roberson said a non-specific threat is making rounds across the state and the nation.
New restrictions on abortion are set to go into effect in North Carolina later this year, unless a veto from Governor Cooper holds up. The bill banning most abortions after 12 weeks is now on its way to Cooper's desk after the state Senate passed it last night. That vote came 24 hours after the House passed the bill and 48 hours after it was introduced. In addition to the 12-week ban, this bill creates more requirements for women to get an abortion. It includes several visits with the doctor prior to the procedure, a move some say is difficult for those far from a clinic. Governor Cooper says he will veto the bill, and he called on North Carolinians to persuade Republican lawmakers to allow that veto to stand.
Republican legislators like Ted Davis and Michael Lee from Wilmington, John Bradford and Trisha Cotham from Mecklenburg County made campaign promises to protect women's reproductive health, demand that they keep their promises by sustaining the veto.
Republicans have a supermajority by one vote in each chamber of the legislature. That means Cooper would need just one lawmaker to break from party lines for his veto to stick.
The family of a Raleigh man who died at the hands of police earlier this year is continuing its call for the officers who were involved to be fired. The family of Darrell Williams plans to give an update today about its meeting with the district attorney about an investigation into Raleigh PD's tactics. Williams died January 17th after a scuffle with officers that ended with them using a taser on him several times. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump is working with the family.
It could be a little while before the escaped inmate accused of killing a Wake County deputy is back in U.S. custody. The FBI says officers arrested Alder Marin Sotelo in Mexico. They took him into custody Thursday, nearly 5 days after escaping a Virginia jail. Investigators say Marin Sotelo was tracked down in Guerrero, Mexico, more than 2,400 miles away. Marin Sotelo now faces federal charges linked to his escape, in addition to the murder charge he faces for shooting and killing Wake County Deputy Ned Byrd. All new this morning, the chief of the Air Force is set to become the next top U.S. general. A source close to the matter says President Joe Biden is expected to recommend General Charles Q. Brown, Jr. If the Senate approves, it would be the first time that the defense secretary and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs are both African-American. The announcement is expected to come sometime before July.
The job market may be taking a turn for the worse. The nation's latest jobs report is due out in just a few hours, 8:30 this morning. Analysts believe it'll show the labor market is cooling down after its red-hot recovery in the past 2 years. Experts predict the report will show the smallest monthly gain in new jobs since December of 2019, excluding the first few months of the pandemic. A report earlier this week from the Bureau of Labor Statistics showed job openings declined, hiring was flat, and the number of layoffs spiked. A Moore County teenager's family says she is making progress as she recovers from a school stabbing. An update posted on Avery Slatcher's GoFundMe page says that she had another surgery this week and at least one chest tube had been removed. They say the Pinecrest High School junior is in good spirits. Authorities say another student is charged in connection with the stabbing last week. More than $73,000 has been raised toward the GoFundMe's $75,000 goal.
This morning, more than 6,000 people's personal information in Raleigh could be at risk. The FBI, Secret Service, and the National Guard are all investigating a ransomware attack at the Raleigh Housing Authority. Officials say they noticed they were locked out of their computer systems Thursday morning. RHA's new CEO, Ashley Lommers-Johnson, says they immediately called law enforcement. Nearly 24 hours later, they're still searching for answers.
Front end of this, trying to still find out what happened. We don't know the extent of the breach. We don't know a whole lot.
The cyber attack shut down the online payment system as well as the application process for people in need of new housing. RHA officials say it's still unclear what information was stolen and when things will get back to normal. For now, residents can make payments in person. And if you have a maintenance request, that will need to be completed over the phone.
Carolina Hurricanes take the ice again tonight, continuing their march towards the Stanley Cup. The Canes will host the New Jersey Devils. It is game two in their second round series. Canes are looking to take a two-game lead in this series after winning game one, 5-1 on Wednesday night. Puck drops tonight, PNC Arena, 8 o'clock.
Did you see this line of lights over North Carolina? The series of satellites from Starlink was visible in the sky just before 9:30 last night. The satellites move in a cluster. They help with internet connections and mobile communications around the world.
Your child could be waking up in danger this morning. What we're learning about a recall that's issued for beds sold at several popular retailers, including Amazon and Walmart.
Plus, TurboTax is paying out a $141 million settlement. We'll explain how North Carolinians might be able to cash in on the payout.
And you're taking a live look right here. Apex, right down Salem Street there. It is another chilly morning. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center tracking what we can expect for the weekend.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:42 and a nice quiet morning. We take a live look at Goldsboro this morning. It is all just lovely out there. Temperatures are in the 40s and 50s. Right now, 49 in Fayetteville, 41 in Lewisburg, 45 in Irwin, 46 in South Hill. Temperatures are pretty similar to what we've seen the last several days. It's still probably jacket weather, but we're about to see a change in our pattern with some warmer temperatures. It's going to feel very pleasant this afternoon and finally starting to get a little closer to normal. Our normal high temperature at this time of year is in the upper 70s, and we're getting close to that as the kids get off the bus. So nice way to wrap up the work week with some pleasant temperatures and partly cloudy skies. Of course, we've been watching the potential for rain over the weekend, and it's looking a little less likely than it did yesterday. I'll show you the timeline for some scattered showers coming up.
The man who died after Memphis police officers beat him after a traffic stop died of blunt force injuries to his head. Authorities released the official autopsy report for Tyree Nichols yesterday. The medical examiner described internal bleeding in his brain, along with severe head and neck injuries, as well as cuts and bruises all over his body. Nichols died 3 days after the officers beat and kicked him. Five police officers who were fired after his death have pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder charges.
The NFL is now the subject of an investigation into allegations of workplace discrimination. Attorneys general for New York and California are working on this case. It comes after several lawsuits were filed alleging bias, sexual harassment, and a hostile work environment. Subpoenas have already been issued to NFL executives. Investigators are said to be focusing on corporate offices, not specific players or teams.
Parents might want to check your child's bed this morning. It may be under an urgent recall. This involves twin bunk beds made by Walker Edison Furniture. There have been 14 cases where the bunk bed slats have broken. One person was hurt. The beds are sold online through Walmart, Home Depot, Amazon, and other retailers. If you have these, stop using them and contact Walker Edison for a free repair kit. And for more information on this recall and others, you can go to WRL.com/recalls.
Pay raises are coming to Sampson County Sheriff's Office employees. County officials hope the pay boost will help with several job openings there. The proposal affects 71 Sheriff's Office positions and 42 positions in the detention center. Law enforcement officers will receive $4,200 more a year. Detention officers will get $2,400 more a year.
If you paid for free tax services from TurboTax, you should expect a refund. This is the result of a $141 million settlement across several states that was reached in May of last year. If you're eligible, you'll get an email notification and receive your check in the mail this month. You don't have to file a claim. Most people will get about $30.
History will be made in just 24 hours as King Charles III's coronation unfolds. Hundreds of thousands of people are already lining the streets of London, waiting for tomorrow's royal ceremony. As we look live right now, it is all happening inside Westminster Abbey. King Charles will sit in a chair commissioned for Edward I in the early 1900s. He'll be anointed with holy oil from an ancient spoon. And for the procession, the king and his wife, Queen Camilla, will ride in a 260-year-old gilded carriage, another symbol of the king's power. Tomorrow morning, WRL will carry NBC's coronation coverage from 5 to 10. Our local news will air from 6 to 8 on Fox 50 and then after the special coverage on WRL.
We have a live look for you right now at the White House, where President Biden and the administration there says it'll invest $140 million to research artificial intelligence. It's also releasing new guidelines about the technology. Four tech CEOs met with Vice President Kamala Harris Thursday to discuss the future of AI. White House plans to fund new AI research institutes. It is also laying out goals for the tech industry, including responsible research and development of existing AI systems. It's a big day for thousands of North Carolina college students. Today they'll be graduating and heading out into the real world. East Carolina University is holding its spring commencement this morning. It is at 10 o'clock at Dowdy Ficklin Stadium. And Dr. Freeman A. Rabowski III is the keynote speaker there. Dr. Rabowski is president emeritus of the University of Maryland.
Students at Methodist University in Fayetteville will also walk across the stage today. More than 250 undergraduate and graduate students will receive their degrees during the school's new commencement weekend. Today's ceremony is set for 2 this afternoon in Huff Concert Hall. Saturdays will be at 10 a.m. at Crown Coliseum.
Also remember, tomorrow is the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure happening at the Boxyard in RTP. The festival area opens at 7 with the opening ceremony at 8:30. Race for the Cure is to raise money for the fight against cancer. WREL is a proud sponsor of the event.
We're all carefully watching the rain chances for the weekend, but today, no rain expected, Elizabeth.
It's going to be nice and dry, and the weekend is trending drier, so that's fantastic news for all the festivals and things happening across the weekend, especially Race for the Cure. We take a live look at Durham right now. When the sun comes up, you'll see a mix of sun and clouds. 51 degrees is our current temperature in the triangle. We'll likely see temperatures climbing on up to into the 60s by the time we get to lunchtime. We hit 70 yesterday. We'll likely hit 76 today, so it's going to be a really nice day. 76 degrees today and for Raleigh and Durham, and 78 in Fayetteville under partly cloudy skies. A little bit of cloud cover here and there. If you happen to get lucky and get some of the tickets to the Carolina Hurricanes playoff game tonight, expect mid-70s at 5 o'clock. So tailgating is going to be perfect. 10 o'clock temperature around 63 degrees. So some very nice weather on our way. 77 is our normal high, so we're close to that today and tomorrow. And then we start to move the other direction after it being a very cool week. We really switch things up for tomorrow, looking at 80 Sunday, 87 Monday, and 86 on Tuesday. But to everybody who I see is like, it feels kind of cool out. I'm like, oh, just wait. Summer is coming. And not only are we going to climb into the 80s by Monday and Tuesday, but here goes the humidity, too, to go along with it. Our dew points are going to climb into the upper 60s. So it's going to feel like summer for Monday and Tuesday. And, you know, as we get into May and June, there's no turning back. So enjoy this really lovely day today and even tomorrow, where our humidity stays low and so do our temperatures. This high pressure system is keeping things nice and dry, and this warm front back to our west is what it was going to move in and bring us a better chance for rain. There's definitely some rain along this front, but that front's not going to move as quickly across our area as it looked like before, so it's going to hang back to the west on Saturday, keeping things fairly dry, and on Sunday it slips off to the south. So here's a look at Futurecast, and you can see for Saturday, partly cloudy skies in the morning at 6 a.m. At lunchtime, partly cloudy. Now, not to say it's not going to rain at all over the weekend, but we've dropped it to a 20% chance. So a few isolated showers will likely pop up during the afternoon on Saturday, but certainly no widespread rain and a much drier forecast than we had earlier in the week. Here's Sunday morning. I expect 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock to look nice and dry as we move it on out to, through lunchtime, also looking dry. A little bit of rain up to the north on Sunday, but again, things looking so much better. We warm up over the weekend, partly cloudy, 78 Saturday, and 80 degrees on Sunday. Great news for the Ham and Yam Festival. We are proud community partners of this event as well, looking at temperatures in the 70s and just a small chance of a shower. Of course, once we get past this weekend, our temperatures warm up. We'll have a good chance of some scattered thunderstorms on Tuesday with highs in the mid-80s.
Sounds good. Elizabeth, thank you. A local woman says her apartment has a serious snake problem. This morning, she's telling us all about it, why she says the slithering creatures are moving in with her.
Wow. Well, let's talk about horses instead of snakes here. And the Run for the Roses, less than 48 hours away. We will have the favorites for the race heading into the 149th Kentucky Derby. Well, it's getting a little warmer out, and it's the time of year snakes are on the move. One Fayetteville woman says they're moving in with her.
WRL Fayetteville reporter Gilbert Bays spoke with the woman. She also says she's been staying with neighbors, even sleeping in her car, since spotting three snakes in her apartment.
Well, I've got the story in a nutshell. I'm at the backyard of some apartments here at Cross Creek Point. And the women who live in these apartments right here say that they're getting snakes from Cross Creek, which is on the other side of that fence.
This is the first time Artis McMillan has been in her apartment since her granddaughter found a snake on the kitchen floor.
Monday when I came back through, there was one underneath the table, one was by the sink again, and one was over here.
She didn't get a picture of the snake, but Googled its description, and this is what came up. Her family tore the apartment apart looking for the snakes, but no luck. I offered to help. I looked behind the curtains and pulled up not one, but two chairs in the living room.
Nothing.
The apartments are beside Cross Creek. McMillan and her neighbors believe that's where the snakes are coming from. We walked the fence line looking for one, but didn't see any. Experts say that's because in most cases, snakes will stay away from us.
Snakes are part of our ecosystem here in North Carolina. There's over 30 species of snakes that live in North Carolina. And so when warm weather starts to come in, then they're going to come out and be out and about.
Experts say there are a few steps you can take to keep them outside of your home.
So closing up any small gaps around your windows or doors or siding, you know, making sure that there's nothing inside that would attract snakes. If rodents are there, then the snakes are going to follow.
So eventually, Ms. McMillan says she's going to straighten this all out, but she doesn't want to straighten it out and bump into a snake. In Fayetteville, Gilbert Bays, WREL News.
How do we vote on snakes?
And Gilbert and photographer, you know, Michael Joyner in the apartment, just looking around for snakes, helping her out, going above and beyond.
He was probably glad they didn't find any, right? I worry about the animals getting out and just being curious and sticking their nose in places where, you know, snakes would.
We recently found a snake under our recycling bin.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, they're out. My husband discovered
that.
In
the group.
Lucky, yeah.
This morning, we are getting a look at some of the favorites heading into the 149th Kentucky Derby, the Super Bowl of horse racing. It all goes down tomorrow at Churchill Downs. NBC sports analysts say Forte is by far the most accomplished horse in the race. He is last year's two-year-old champ. Forte has been the Derby's favorite for the past 6 months or so. We're also watching Tappet Trice. He is said to be the second favorite in this race. You can watch all the action from the 149th Derby right here on WREL. Tomorrow coverage begins at noon. The race is at precisely 6:57 p.m. And up next, extra security to keep students and teachers safe in Chatham and Wake counties. We'll break down the new precautions this morning after social media threats.
Plus, new restrictions on abortion are set to go into effect unless a veto from Governor Cooper holds up.
And a closer look at this line of lights in the sky last night over North Carolina.